yeah, so I've just been very blessed with what God is doing and how he's directing me, and just learning to change some things up in my own life, which is good. Sometimes we can be very normal on what we're doing and just get repetitive. So it's good to change things up. So I'm changing up what I'm eating, which is good actually. And so I've been trying out all these different dishes, and Kim done a lovely meal tonight as well. What did you do tonight, love? We don't usually have what do you call it? Wraps, isn't it? So she stood at the table and she was rapping to me. So we had some wraps tonight. So what it love with wedgie potatoes. Yeah, it was very nice, these wraps. It's chicken wraps they were, so it was a bit of fun. And then in the week I tried some of this raw salmon, smoked salmon with pomegranates, walnuts and black pepper with poached egg. Oh my God, I tell you what, I recommend that recipe right there to anyone. The flavors are just out of this world, but it's very good healthy eating. And so being someone that will eat anything junk, I thought it'd be good to have a little change up. So sometimes it's good to have a change up on our physical diet and also our spiritual one too, so that we're hot, we're slim, spiritually slim, running with God's word and out on fire in our hearts. So yeah, it's been really great, and I know many people have many different things going on, but listen, God's with you in all of them. Like, he will never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. He'll never fail you. And so we don't want to be led by our emotions. Like I said, devil would like to try and get you thinking negatively, feeling emotionally drained or tired or hurt or whatever the different emotions there are. He want you to think and feel those things, because if he get you there, then he can get you distracted from who you truly are and the joy of living that we've got, because we do have a joy of living. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And in all the areas of life, this abundant life should be abundant in every area, in our heart, in our minds, in our mouth, in our emotions, in our relationships, in our health, in our finances, in our dealings with people on a day-by-day living. God wants us to have joy and rejoicing. There's no good thing that God is withholding from any of us, because we walk uprightly. What are you doing wrong? Because we're not walking in our own righteousness, right? We're walking in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, what Jesus done. I'm saved because of what I've been saying this the last few weeks, so obviously it's needed to be said. I'm saved because of what Jesus Christ done, not because of what I done. Doesn't matter how goody two shoes I could be, or all the right things I could do. I can do all the prophecies, I can speak in tongues, I can cast out devils, I can have faith to remove mountains. You know what I mean? But if I'm doing it in my own strength, it's not done with love. It's not done with the love of God energized within my heart, right? So it's the love of God in the things that we do. When it's energized by God, it's going to be done with the love of God, because I'm doing things based upon his love for me and what he's done for me through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? And I recognize who I am. I know that I'm a son of God. Doesn't matter what anyone says. People from my past, doesn't matter, they can come up and say all manner of different things about me, but I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're talking that the other person's gone. Like, it's dead. The old Lawrence Tor is dead. The new Lawrence Christ is alive and living. And he's powerful because he's got the Spirit of God in him. He's on fire because he set his affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. His insides is ablaze with the Spirit of God. And his heart is directed to love the Father with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, and to speak forth truth, the truth that sets people free. This truth, which is light. And this truth sets you free. As you receive the word with a glad heart, they continue steadfastly in the apostles, in the apostles' doctrine. They receive the words gladly. And this is what we got to do. We got to come on here to receive whoever's speaking. And if they're speaking by God, we've got to receive their words gladly, with gladness of heart, with a humble heart, with a meekness of heart, with a mind to do. That's how we're going to move forward with God. Yeah, we all got our relationship with God, But we're coming here for direction. We're coming here for edification, not destruction. To be built up, to be made strong, to feel safe, to feel whole, and to manifest that wholeness within our hearts and our minds and within our words. You know, the fruit that's coming from us should change. So the fruit starts within you. What's coming from you? Are you still saying the same old things? Are you still speaking and thinking the same old way? Because that's the fruit of what you put within yourself. So, you know, it's important what we feed ourselves. And we want to feed ourselves with the heavenly truths. And this is why I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for Sangha. Man, what a man of God. I don't want to put anyone on a pedestal. I don't even like to keep using his name, but to be quite honest with you, what a man of God. Very humble, very meek, and he simply does what God puts in his heart, and then he encourages. And then the fruit and the results that the people that have received his words get proven that what he's saying is not what Sangha's saying, it's what God's saying. And the results and the deliverance that people have got all throughout India, all throughout Nepal, all throughout all the Middle East now. Like, the word's moving mightily. And European countries, amongst the Nepali believers, especially in different countries, like the great moving of the word there. And it's all through the simple heavenly words and people being encouraged to just, you move with God. You do what God puts in your heart. You speak forth the heavenly truths, you know. God will give you what to say. Now you manifest the power of God. If someone needs healing, heal them. Deliver them. You've got the power. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to us to profit with. It's beneficial, just like the scriptures. It's profitable to us when we use it rightly. Just like the Holy Spirit in us is profitable for our life and living. And it's our operation. See, the Spirit of God is our operation of the God-given ability whereby we speak in tongues or interpret tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy or receive word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits, or bring to pass faith, miracles, and healings. We decide to operate. We use it. It's your spirit. God put that spirit, which is his spirit, which is called Christ in you, into you. So you use the Spirit of God. God wants you to use his spirit. He said, okay, now you operate in this. Someone needs healing? Okay, let's practice it. Even if it's a little headache, just start ministering to it. You want to be healed? God can heal this right now. And work with them to be ministered to. Inspire faith in other people. See, our words can either inspire doubt, worries, or fears, or it can inspire faith, confidence, and trust. It lifts people up. You know, when someone needs their faith increased, the heavenly words will lift their faith up. It will support them to come up to believe God and to believe the impossible. You know, and if you want to see the impossible manifest, you've got to move in the invisible. You've got to move with the invisible God. Like, faith comes by hearing, not by seeing. And we might see something that lifts our faith, but faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. These words that are quick, powerful, and sharp. Powerful. The word runs very, very swiftly. This word that God gives us runs very swiftly. It gets right to the heart of the matter. It brings solution to the problems. Now, what problems are you facing? What problems have you had? And like you, those that have been coming 5 years, what problems do you still have that he hasn't changed? God's got the solution. It's just something that you're missing, something that you may not have taken on to do. And when you decide to do them, then you can see the change. Then you can give God the chance to work. Because we've got to allow God to work. You know, he's not going to just come in and bulldoze in your life. He's given you words to believe, and from those words, he goes to work. No different to the devil. He goes to work through words, negative words, fearful words, words of doubts, words of worry, words of fear, words of lack, the world's words. That's how he goes to work. So we don't want to receive those words. We reject them. We reject them. And then we pour fire upon it. We put it out with the fire of the words from God. And God says, you are prosperous. You have such great abundance, you just don't understand. Now, to manifest that, we need to operate in the way God wants us to operate in that area to manifest that abundance. Same with the healing. Same with receiving the heavenly words, right? Same with laborers. You know, we want laborers. There's people on here that want to, you know, that've started their own fellowships, and they may not have anyone there yet, or they may have one or two or three people there. But the point is, you just go. You just go to God, Father, now this is your house. You build it. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman waiteth but in vain, right? So God is the one that's going to add. So we go to God, Father, send me that one person. That one person that's equal to a billion. You are the control tower, God. I'm the airport. Send me that one person to my airport. Send me the plane load of ready-to-go laborers, Father, into the fields. And Father, I've honored you with my substance. Now you bless and protect my fields. You cause them to flourish and you cause them to grow. You cause them to stand out above all the other fields. Just like with Isaac, God, you told him to sow in a barren land and you multiplied every seed 100 times. Now you do this for me, God, because you are not a respecter of persons. My expectations on you. And it says that you go exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And I'm doing these things unto you, Father, not that I need the material possessions or wealth to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and spirit. I don't need those things. But to do the things and to move forward, I need those things. So, Father, you know what we need. And you've said all through your scriptures about your people to prosper, to abound. You want us to be the head, not the tower. So I'm believing to be the head and not the tower in every situation. I'm believing for your blessings to chase me down and overtake me and go before me. I believe your word, therefore I do. You tell me to honor you with my substance, I honor you with my substance. Now you do your part, I'm doing it. If you read Malachi, you can talk to God this way, by the way. And when you do, you'll see God go to work in a great way. Because now you can call upon God to do those things. Because you're saying, I believe what you said. Now you watch over your word to perform it. And do you know what? God performs it. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it? Shall he not make it good? If it's not happening for you, it's because there's something wrong in your thinking somewhere, seriously. Because God is not a respecter of person. His word is true for you, for me, from someone that can understand it, if it's 3 years old or 133 years old. God is faithful, and it's just us being faithful with God in these things that he gives us to do and practice. It's staying where God wants us to move. It's not going to the left or to the right. The scriptures say, no, don't look to the left nor to the right, but walk straight on. Walk straight on. Like Paul wanted to go somewhere thinking he was going to get many people, and God says, no, go to Macedonia, gave him a dream. There's a man you need to go and speak to there. It's through this one man, everything's going to explode for you. So we need to listen to God, and we need to follow his direction, and we'll find ourselves in front of the Macedonian men and women for our lives, the jackpot people, where through that one, many are going to come. But we're all stubborn a little bit. You know, we're all kind of, we're in the age of grace. I can do exactly what I want. That's true. So can the unbelievers. Does it benefit them? Does it benefit me just doing my own thing, pleasing my own self? I can do. I'm free. But it's not going to bring me the benefits of God. It's not going to bring me the blessings of God, the profit of God that God wants me to have. So this is why he gives us their safety in a multitude of counselors, their safety within the household of God. And the household of God is where any body of believers are believing God together that are born again and want to move forward. Even if they're not doing anything, they're still the household of God, right? We are the household of God. We should be bumping and moving and changing everything around. We should be turning the thing. We shouldn't even be focused on the politics and the things that they're trying to do in this world. Even though it's there, I know it's there, the digital ID and all this food that they're trying to change and mess around with and, you know, all the things that they're trying to do. I'm aware of it, but you know what? I don't focus my attention on it. I really don't. It's only brought up to me because everybody else tells me about it. But I know that I got to keep my focus with God. Jesus done the same. He was surrounded by all this type of stuff going back in his day with the narrative of that time and what the devil was working in that time in those people in those areas. But Jesus kept his focus on God. He wasn't a busybody in the world. he wasn't too concerned about what was going on. Rather, that man be from darkness to light, from the power of darkness to the power of God. That's where Jesus' focus was. It was on God. His focus was to do exactly what the Father wanted him to do. His focus was to execute what the Father put in his heart to execute and to not mess around. And he didn't worry about what anyone had to say to him about it. Piper. And then his fruit was there. People were raised from the dead. Faith was being built. He taught one with authority. He exercised his authority. Policemen exercise their authority when they enforce the law. We need to exercise our authority when it comes to healing, when it comes to casting out devil spirits, when it comes to casting out lack and poverty from our lives and other people's lives. God wants us to become prosperous so we can teach other people to become prosperous, that we can help them, that we can lead them, we can guide them. We can say to them, look, if God does it for me and if I'm doing what God's saying because he's doing it through his love in my life and he's blessing me, how much more can he do it for you? If he can do it for me, Lawrence, he can do it for you, Zara, Patty, Gaina, Mary, Sakina, Danny, Amber, Kathy Clark, Sarah, Motorola, ML, Richard, Ethel, Bambi, Shelley, Frank, Carmel, and everybody else in there, Kim, Jason. He's not a respecter of persons. So why is it some people do better than others? I don't know. I think it's down to what we believe and if we're humble and if we're really practicing. Because we can say, well, you know, I come to fellowship and I do honor God. But you're not practicing. You're not, like, really doing it with the heart. When we do it with the heart, there will be something there. You know, there will be fruit coming through. And it's coming through. And we're going to hear many, many more testimonies of deliverance. Even if you're going through something now, you're going to hear great testimonies of deliverance for yourself. You're going to hear it through others. And God is just, it's just going to explode. Explode with blessings. People being born again. Miracles happening. People will be raised from the dead. And we'll see blind eyes open. Cancers leave. AIDS leave. And we'll even see immigrants leave. And, you know, God is at work. And, you know, God is faithful and he's kind and he's loving. And he'll navigate us. We just got to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. Don't get sidetracked. Don't be distracted. Like, that's a message, like, in my heart right now. Is don't be distracted because of the things that are happening around you or to you or going on around you. Don't let it distract you. Keep your focus. Keep your peace. There's strength through peace, right? And it's the peace of God that he's working in your life right now. And so, anyway, I just thought I'll open us up with this little sharing here. And, you know, it comes down to desire. Now, where's your desire? I was telling someone today, you know, some people, so for example, I might want fish and chips. And then Kim would say to me, oh, I don't really fancy fish and chips. But there might be another day where she says, I want fish and chips. I really desire fish and chips. She's going to get those fish and chips if she desires them. Now, I might desire it, and she may not. So I'll get the fish and chips, and she might have sausage and chips or something like that. You know, whatever it is you desire, you'll go for. But if you take your desire, your strongest desire to God, and say, Father, I really, my desire for you, from you, God, is to have that one laborer. And it's a real desire. You're going to be persistent in it. When you're fully persuaded on your own desires of what God's put in your heart, you're going to go for it. You're not going to take no for an answer from God. Father, give me that laborer. You know, do you want me to pray for it? Why is it not coming? Now I give you thanks that that laborer is already here. And then you'll go after what you desire. You know, if you desire cheese on toast right now, you'd go and make yourself some cheese on toast, wouldn't you, if you got it? Or you'll go out and get the stuff so you can have it. So whatever you desire spiritually, be the same. Go and get it. And go and get it from God. And God is able to make it happen for you. So don't take no for an answer. Don't take discouragement that it's not an answer from God. Because God has answered all of your prayers, by the way. They're all answered. And the manifestation will come as you stay in faith, as you stay thanking God. Attitude of gratitude. As you stay moving with God. As you look at God as your source of supply. He's the source of all of our supply on every area and every level. And he's really with you. and he's really for you, and he loves you, and through you, God is going to do amazing things. So let's build our expectation up now. Don't be discouraged. Discouragement comes from Satan, and he's defeated foe. He's under your feet. You are the lights of this world. You are the salt of this earth. You are the masterpiece for God. You are the living masterpieces. You are as Christ is. As he is at the right hand side of God, so are you in this world. So move in this way. Move in this direction. Be obedient. Be humble. Be meek. And do it unto God, not unto me. I know by being obedient, I say it because I know when I'm obedient, I get the maximum blessings. I don't even have to pray for stuff and it comes to me. It's when we get out of alignment and we get self-reliant that we have to really start praying for things. But when we're doing the things of God, I had a wonderful lady from USA ring me up telling me about a great blessing that she got. You know, it was massive for her. And it blessed me too. She knows who it is. I won't say it, but she wants to share it. I think it's a great testimony. And she rang me up earlier in the week and told me about it, and it blessed me. And there's many other testimonies on here that people have shared. Share your testimonies, guys. Like, you've got testimonies to share. Share what the living God has been doing and is doing. What you've manifested from him. The things you've asked and he's done. And the things you didn't ask and he's done. Because God is always giving. He's always giving to us. He's always looking to encourage us. So anyway, that's what was in my heart.